retirement income plan that will take the worry out of living in retirement. We're going to do this for the next 25 people who call right now, Steve. This is the $1,000 value. Strategies work really good for those of you with over a million saved for retirement, but as long as you have $200,000, this offer can be very good for you as well. We're going to show you how to, you can have a growth protection income plan. Have your money grow when you don't need it. Make sure the growth is locked in. You don't give it back. And then when you choose to activate, you'll get a lifetime income you can never outlive. This is repetition in a good way. You'll always get that check. We call it a financial fill-up strategy. The next 25 people who call will get that and everything else I mentioned right now.
What a great opportunity. Call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Did you know this? More fentanyl has been seized at the border in 2021 than in all of 2020. All of it. That's incredible. And that's why the former president, Donald J. Trump, went to the border down in the Rio Grande Valley and essentially accused the Biden administration of reneging on everything he built. Everything he built. Coming up, by the way, at 5 o'clock, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, he's running for governor. Anybody but Sisolak, that's my attitude. We'll talk with him about his candidacy. I don't know that much about him. I know he looks good in a police uniform. But beyond that, I really don't know that much about him. We'll find out more about him coming up at the top of the hour. Stay with us. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 431, we warned you about this a couple of weeks ago. Those lane restrictions on the 515 will kick into effect for the next year or so. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, an orange cone alert there. Only two lanes available, and you're bumper-to-bumper past Rancho there on US 95. 515 eastbound at Eastern, ditto on that. You're still bumper-to-bumper through there. Reduced speeds on the 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor. North at Sahara, south at Charleston, you're averaging about 40 miles per hour in that neighborhood. And road work continues. That's Interstate 15 southbound between Jean and Prim, Nevada. The on and off ramps close tonight at 6 p.m.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
The Dodgers, after losing four straight games, now on a five-game winning streak. They will open a weekend series on the road against the Nationals tomorrow night. Angels playing Game 3 against the Yankees today. They will have one more tomorrow. After surviving with a Game 5 win on the road, the Clippers will try to even the Western Conference Finals tonight when they host the Suns in Game 6. Tomorrow night, the East Finals Game 5 in Milwaukee. The Hawks and Bucks tied at two games apiece. A spectator that caused a massive crash at the Tour de France last week has been arrested. Police say the woman seen holding out a sign in front of cyclist Tony Martin, which he then hit causing the crash, has been taken into custody in Brittany in northwest France and faces a hefty fine. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Don't forget, top of the hour, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. He's running for governor. Why does he want to be governor? Who is he? Is he conservative? Is he a rhino? I mean, what's the deal? We'll get a chance to visit with Sheriff Joe Lombardo. And by the way, I'm going to ask him about one-party rule, which is essentially what we have right now. And that's not working. Clearly, it's not working. And we've got a guy that's in office right now that is just flat out incompetent. But we'll talk with Sheriff Joe Lombardo coming up top of the hour. Tell you what, let's do. I want you to hear from Sean Hannity, because one of the things he did, among a host of items that he did, dealing with the pandemic, dealing with Dieter, everything he has touched has turned to crap. Sorry for the language, but it's true. I want you to hear, though, from Sean Hannity, because he's talking about it last night, and I caught this. I said, man, that's profound, about what I call the Biden crime wave. Listen to Sean Hannity. This is cut one last night on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
America's cities, they are in crisis. Look at the statistics. They're everywhere. Rape, robbery, assault, murder is skyrocketing. In Portland, the murder rate is up a whopping 800%. In Minneapolis, it's up by a whopping 56%. Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, also now suffering through major spikes in violent crime. Now, what do all these cities have in common? One, they are all run and have have been for many years by far-left Democrats. Number two, the same Democrats that vilified law enforcement, slashed police budgets, defunding the police, vowing to defund and dismantle as well, enacting soft on crime policies like no bail reform, refusing to prosecute people that we have video of rioting and looting involved in arson and other violent criminals. During the summer of 2020, these Democrats, they bent the knee to an angry mob, denied the reality that was playing out before the entire country. In Minneapolis, city leaders allowed a police precinct to be burned to the ground. In Seattle, entire city blocks were ceded to rioters and criminals for weeks. Downtown Portland was lit on fire almost every night for months. And all across the country, police were assaulted with bricks and frozen water bottles and rocks and Molotov cocktails. Several other cities experienced arson, looting on a massive scale. Look at your screen. Scenes like this in Santa Monica, California, they were widespread. Looting in broad daylight in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, dozens and dozens of storefronts smashed and looted. In Times Square over the weekend, a Marine was hit with a stray bullet. In Oakland, where the city council, where they just voted to defund the police, a gunman tried to rob a camera crew during an interview with the city's crime prevention chief at City Hall. Pretty brazen.
Yeah, no kidding. That is what I hope Joe Lombardo will be talking about in about 25 minutes. Because I firmly believe that the next election, not the presidential election, but the midterms, are going to be all about law and order. We need to return America to law and order. We've done it before. Rudy Giuliani in New York. 90, whatever it was. And that law and order needs to be on the ballot. Because if that happens, no matter what Cedric Richmond says, and remember he said on Face the Fox and Friends, I think it was, he said that it was Republicans that defunded the police. Does anybody out there, raise your hand, give me a nod of the head if you're driving. Keep both hands on the wheel. And you just tell me, is it Republicans that are trying to defund the police, or is it the Democrats? I'm firmly in the belief that it's the Democrats that are trying to do this. Anyway, stick around. Don't miss Sheriff Joe Lombardo. He'll be joining us. He's the Clark County Sheriff. He's a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. Good guy, and we'll get a chance to visit with him coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It is the last day of June. June is just about done on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is so good to be with you on this last day of June. Hard to believe, last day of June. And it's, I tell you, June just flew by. I mean, if this is what the rest of the summer is going to be like, I mean, the kids are going to be back in school before you know it. Somebody told me the first day of school is going to be like August 9th or something. It's just awful. I want you to hear, and this has been the major story of the day, the fact that Bill Cosby is a free man. And he's going to be sleeping in his own bed tonight. I'm not sure if he had a hint this was coming down. But it moved very quickly, and he got almost immediately released, and he will be sleeping in his own bed. Ellie Honig is a CNN legal expert. In fact, let's go to cut number five. He is not bullish on this decision by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. It is not one of those things where, oh, wow. No. This is Ellie Honig, CNN legal expert, and it is cut number five. Here we go right now.
Allison, this just has to be devastating for all of the victims. You have to think of them first and foremost. This is important. Bill Cosby has not been exonerated. Nobody has said he didn't do it. Nobody has said he is innocent. The people to blame here are the prosecutors, and there's two aspects to that. First of all, Bruce Castor, the district attorney who made this deal back in 2004, 2005, where he essentially said, I don't believe we have enough evidence to prosecute him criminally. That enabled Bill Cosby, forced Bill Cosby to testify in his criminal deposition. That's the deal that Bruce Castor made. Can he be faulted for that? Absolutely. He bears blame for that. And then part two is that future prosecutors came along after Bruce Castor and they said, we're not playing by that deal. We're not observing that deal. And that's what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said is the legal problem here. They said, once Bruce Castor made that deal, we're not going to prosecute you. Like it or not, good deal or bad deal, future prosecutors that came after him were bound by that. And when they went back on that deal and tried him, that's what they say violated Bill Cosby's rights. That's what this decision was about.
Okay, Ellie Honig, CNN legal expert. Now, there are 50 women out there that feel like they have been aggrieved. And one of the, and by the way, I feel for both parties. I think there was some bad lawyering on the prosecution standpoint. And Bill Cosby lost 2 years of his life in prison, rotting away in prison. Nobody would want to do that. There are 50 women that are victims. They say, and they deserve due process, although they will probably never get it, because of state laws and things like that. But gentlemen, Jim, I mean, there are a bunch of women that still to this day claim that Bill Cosby did them wrong.
Well, part of the method of operation, the MO that Cosby would do is, yeah, he would promise these women a small part in either his show, The Cosby Show. But the rumors are that there were so many of these women, you mentioned 50, that they couldn't get them all in on The Cosby Show. So since he produced the Roseanne show, too, that some of the women you would see, and it would have nothing to do with the episode whatsoever, and regular viewers of Roseanne may remember this, where some beautiful woman would ring the doorbell and come to the door and say something, and they would say, no, we're not interested, and then slam the door, and they would make their appearance. So this, again, is rumors, can't confirm or deny, but that's one of the reasons why you would have every now and then on an episode of Cosby or Roseanne where people would come to the door, women, and beautiful women, by the way, and they would be on camera for maybe 10 seconds.
But it would fulfill the promise.
It would fulfill the promise, so, I mean, he's a good guy in that regard, if these rumors are true. And again, we can't confirm nor deny.
Well, and the deal is there will be women who will continue to come forward. The problem is that because of the way this went down, that essentially the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled against all of these women, who's going to come forward now?
That's a good point.
You know, I mean, you will have, I think Ellie Honig mentioned it, a chilling effect on anybody coming up and corroborating evidence or even accusing Bill Cosby. Again, somebody asked me, what's Bill Cosby going to do? Is he just going to go back home and do what he had done before? What got him into jail? What got him into prison? And I said, hey, the guy's 83.
Right.
Well, the guy's 83. I mean, that ship may have sailed.
Very, yeah. And in the, remember Harvey Weinstein, the casting couch, I mean, it was well known that if you wanted a part of the movie, then you had to do your part and participate in the casting couch. So it's not unusual, but like you say, with this, I mean, why do these women need the hassle to expose all this and go through the cancel culture, if you will, that exists especially today, and still have the accuser walk free?
Yeah, hashtag Me Too and all the stuff that was created. And really, it kind of began with Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein and all of that. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. We still got a bunch to do. Coming up in our next hour, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. He's running for governor. Also, Craig Mueller. We'll talk more about this whole legal morass that Bill Cosby got caught up in. It cost him 2 years of his life, and now the state Supreme Court has freed him. Good for him. Good for him. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Break. breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the Libre Initiative, coming up at the top of the hour. Sheriff Joe Lombardo is going to join us. And the first question I'm going to ask him is going to be pretty simple. You know, who is Joe Lombardo? All I know is that he looks great in a police uniform. He did a great job on 1 October. He really comforted our community and did all the right things. Even though to this day I get a sense that we will probably never know the inside of you know, why it happened, what the deal was. But I know about Joe Lombardo as a cop, but I don't know about him as a public figure. I don't know what he believes. We'll try and you know, find out a little bit more about that. You know, the questions like, are you a conservative? Are you a rhino? Are you somewhere in between? Are you a moderate Republican? And by the way, in order to win in Nevada, you may have to be. You know, the idea that every public official has to be a staunch conservative, I'd love it. And I'm going to root for people that are conservative. But I do understand I do understand that there are political realities in a state where you've got the culinary union and you got the teachers unions and different real progressive Democrat groups. We'll talk about that. Also, a little bit later on, we'll get the latest skinny on Bill Cosby and why he is a free man. We always want to see justice served. But in a case like Bill Cosby, where there are some 50 women who have publicly come out and accused him of sexual assault, is that ever going to happen? Will there ever be justice for those 50 women? We'll talk with Craig Mueller of Mueller and Associates and get